Well, welcome to the month of August. It's going to be an exciting month for us here at Wingfield Ministries. We have two mission outreaches in Kenya. First in Tala, with Bishop Malundi, and Randy Martin's going to be boots on the ground for us there. Luke Weaver is going over, and we're excited about all that God's doing. And then end up in Mombasa for a major evangelistic campaign. So I need your prayers. Pray, because as Dr. Billy Graham taught me years ago, the three most important parts of evangelism are prayer, more prayer, and much prayer. So we need you to pray. Also, a lot of good things happening at Lodestar Mountain Inn, and our gap year program is full swing ahead. There are a couple of spots still open. So if you have a high school graduate that's looking to spend a gap year, it's not too late. Contact us. Go to my website, wingfieldministries.org, and contact the office, 540-433-0769, and let's hear from you. We'd love to have your student to be a part of what God's doing on the mountain in West Virginia. I think one of the greatest things we've ever done is the Gap Year program and the investment of speaking into the lives of a whole new generation. You know, at this phase of my life, I want to be involved in every way I can. I want to invest myself in every way I can. But to have the privilege to invest in a new generation and prepare them, equip them in discipleship and evangelism, it could not be a greater privilege. And I'm thankful for that. So covet your prayers. If you haven't been over to Lodestar Mountain Inn yet, we got all kinds of things coming up this fall. We'd love for you to be there. Come on over, spend a weekend, spend a couple of days, and be a part of one of our getaway weekends. Go to the website. The calendar is there. And make plans to come over and just be a part of what God's doing. But most of all, pray that God will use our mission in Kenya to reach thousands for Christ. And also, as we launch the fourth year of our Gap Year program at the Lodestar Mountain Inn, that we will be able to invest in a new generation. So thank you for your friendship, for your partnership, and your prayers. God bless you.
Keep your drive alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, the desire to pray, I really believe, comes from deep within when we have a regenerated heart. Now, how do you get a regenerated heart? You know, the Bible says that the heart is evil and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And Jesus comes into our lives and forgives our sin when we ask him. We invite him to come in. You hear his voice, maybe not in an audible voice, but you know God's speaking to you. And in Revelation, we read where he stands at the door and knocks. He wants to come in. And once he comes in, he forgives, he cleanses, and he sets us free. And we have this desire then, because of this regenerated heart, to live in communion with him. But so often when I kneel to pray, when I want to have communion with him, I feel this sense of inadequacy or uncertainty, or all these thoughts come from all over the place, the things that I need to be doing. And it seems like my prayers are blocked. How do we battle against that? How do we enter into this intimacy? I want this time together to help challenge me and you to more intimacy with him through prayer. You know, the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Have you prayed that prayer? That's a great prayer to pray. You say, how do I learn to pray? Well, he said he would teach us. Just ask him, Lord, teach me to pray so that I can be more intimate with you. That's the desire of his heart. He wants you to be intimate with him, so take advantage of it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.